Mr. Gray will see you now, Miss Steele. Do go through.
Blonde number two says. I stand rather shakily, trying to suppress my nerves. Gathering up my backpack, I abandon my glass of water and make my way to the partially open door.
You don't need to knock. Just go in.
I push open the door and stumble through, tripping over my own feet and falling head first into the office. Double crap. Me and my two left feet. I'm on my hands and knees in the doorway to Mr. Gray's office, and gentle hands are around me, helping me to stand. I'm so embarrassed. Damn my clumsiness. I have to steel myself to glance up. Holy cow, he's so young.
Miss Cavanaugh.
He extends a long-fingered hand to me once I'm upright.
I'm Christian Gray. Are you all right?
Actually...
So young and attractive. Very attractive. He's tall, dressed in a fine gray suit, white shirt, and a black tie with unruly dark copper-colored hair and intense, bright gray eyes that regard me shrewdly. It takes a moment for me to find my voice.
Miss Cavanaugh is indisposed, so she sent me. I hope you don't mind, Mr. Gray.
And you are?
His voice is warm, possibly amused, but it's difficult to tell from his impassive expression. He looks mildly interested, but above all, polite.
Anastasia Steele. I'm studying English literature with Kate, Catherine, Miss Cavanaugh at WSU Vancouver.
I see.
He says simply. I think I see a ghost of a smile in his expression, but I'm not sure.
Would you like to sit?
He waves me toward an L-shaped white leather couch. His office is way too big for just one man. In front of the floor-to-ceiling windows, there's a modern dark wood desk that six people could comfortably eat around. Everything else is white, except for the wall by the door, where a mosaic of small paintings hang. They're exquisite.
A local artist, Trutone,
says Gray as he catches my gaze.
They're lovely, raising the ordinary to extraordinary.
I couldn't agree more, Miss Steele,
he replies, his voice soft, and for some inexplicable reason, I find myself blushing.